phenomenon of making patients resectable with chemotherapy. On the horizontal axis is response rate to chemotherapy. The vertical axis is whether or not those patients had a secondary liver resection after chemotherapy as a percentage of the total population group. The white squares are patients with liver-only disease. Blue triangles are those patients from retrospective studies from non-selected series of disease in the liver and outside the liver. And the yellow triangles are the phase 3 trials, taking patients with liver and extrahepatic disease. And what you see is this correlation in all three groups between response rate to chemotherapy and liver resection rate. And most importantly, once your response rate gets above 70%, you're starting to see liver resection rates above 40%. And if we can see that response rate above 70%, if 40% of liver-only patients unresectable now come to surgery, this means with the first 20% who are already resectable, that over 50% of patients with liver-only disease are now candidates for surgery with curative intent, or at least long-term survival intent. So, if we add our new biological agents in, can we make it even better? Now, the one I've been most involved in is this one, cetuximab, or its trade name is Erbitux. We now know that cetuximab, which binds the anti-EGF